biodiversity in the dirt. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A handful of dirt may look and feel like dead matter, but in fact, it teems with microbial life. According to Joe Handelsman of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, all the knowledge we have of those microbes so far comes only from what scientists have been able to isolate and grow in the lab.
Culturing only captures about 1% and maybe as low as 0.1% of the microbes in soil. And so that says that the knowledge we have is based on just the tip of the iceberg.
Now, Handelsman and her colleagues have developed a method to search soil microbes for antibiotics, enzymes, and other useful products without even finding the organism. They first collect a soil sample and extract all the DNA. Next, they clone large pieces of DNA into E. coli, a bacterium they can grow. They can then analyze the engineered E. coli for new functions.
At first, we're bypassing the organism itself and really just yanking out its genes and studying the genes. But ultimately, the goal is to go back and put the pieces together to figure out what each organism's genome looks like.
They've already found two new antibiotics this way, which suggests the approach could yield even more in the future. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.